speak about Torah Sukkos, from now Machesh, it's Negeat Machesh, and that is to explain this, the halacha of Mitzvah Bal Baveir that we find in the Indian of Sukkos. Lulav HaGozel Vayovish, the first sugi of Lulav HaGozel is the first day is Lachem, but afterwards the psul of Lulav HaGozel, the whole Sukkos is Mitam Mitzvah Bal Baveir. What's the sugya of mitzvah va'aveir so much by Chag HaSukkos? Lulav HaGozel va'yovish, the psul of gozel comes before you. Yovish is a lulav dika psul. Gozel is not a psul, lulav dika psul. And yet, the lulav HaGozel va'yovish, the afuki of gezel, the afuki of mitzvah va'aveir is very strong by Chag HaSukkos dafka. Why? Even the first parak, we have Chag HaSukkos, also the Avtes, Sugya, Sukkah Gzula, Mitzvah Vaveira, Toysus. But the Yisod is that Chazal say, Mitzvah Bo Vayotcha, Mitzvah Bo Vayotcha, Al Tach Mitzana. Mitzvah that comes, Mitzvah Bo Vayotcha, Mitzvah that comes our way, Al Tach Mitzana. It shouldn't be Machmitz. It mustn't be Machmitz a Mitzvah. The Indian of Chometz is the Indian of Sar Shavi Isa. The Indian of Sar Shavi Isa is the Indian of Yitzhar. Mitzvah bo biyadcha, if you have a choice of doing a mitzvah, al tach mitzana. In other words, if you don't do a mitzvah, then the Yitzhar is going to come in. Then the Sarish Visa is going to kick in. A mitzvah is magna matzla. Mitzvah protects a person from the Yitzhar. A person is the whole time oisik in mitzvahs, so then the Yitzhar doesn't have a gisha. Mitzvah is magna. Mitzvah protects a person. So mitzvah bo biyadcha, chaparayin, because it will keep you away from doing a vera, noch a minute. That's the sort of mitzvah of Yotcha al tach mitzana. A person after Hashem and Kippur, he does tshuva, it says in Chazal, on the pasuk of Lekach Lechem B'yem Rishon, in Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoinus, the first day of Sukkot is Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoinus. So it says, what about before, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? It says, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, the person doesn't have time to do chatoim, because he's busy building a sukkah, he's busy with mitzvahs b'kitzah, building a sukkah, b'ayin abaminim, mitzvah, echshem mitzvah, he's busy with mitzvahs. Because he's busy with mitzvah, no time to chet. That's the vote. That's the nekuda. It's not stam after you could say between Purim and Pesach, he's doing matzah baking. The Indian is that after Hashem Kippur, the Kabbalah that he has to do is that he has to be busy with mitzvahs the whole time. Because if he's not busy with mitzvahs the whole time, then he's liable to do an aveira again. So here you see a peldik yisod by the whole Indian of Sukkos. You see a peldik yisod by the whole Indian of Sukkos. There's three ma'isim of a person. There's a mitzvah, there's a ma'isa mitzvah, and then there's a ma'isa aveira, and then in between there's a dava inyan of rishus. Sukkah is a dava pele where everything becomes a mitzvah. Normally there's mitzvah, rishus, and aveira. Those are the three ma'isim of a person. It's either mitzvah and aveira, and then it's rishus. And the rishus is you've got to make it into a mitzvah, otherwise chas v'shalom can become an aveira. Nakubas noga. But the ma'isa, those are the pillars of a person. The sod of sukkah is where everything has to become a mitzvah. Mitzvahs on Sukkot, we have more mitzvahs than any other chag. Like the Gemara says at the beginning of Yuma, Sukkot's meruba b'mitzvah. So Sukkot has more mitzvahs than all the other mitzvahs. It's a chizuk, it's a strengthening in the Indian of mitzvahs alone. Then there's rishus. On Sukkot, there's no such thing as rishus. What is rishus? Eating, sleeping, walking, drinking. On Sukkot, that's all a mitzvah. All the rishus on Sukkot becomes a mitzvah. All the classical rishus becomes a mitzvah. Everything's a mitzvah. So mitzvah is a mitzvah. Rishus is all turning into mitzvah. Which as Levi says on the Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoinus, so the first day is Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoinus. Why? So it says based on Arizal that Rishon Kippur is Tshuva Min Yiro. Sukkos, Avon, Yasmoyle Tachas Roshi, the Pasuk Kishir Shirim is Rishon Kippur. Mimino Itachab Keini is Sukkos. The Sukkah is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mechabek, he braces us. The Chabkeini, it's in and of Av. Tshuva mi Av, the Averis become mitzvahs. So Sukkah is where, as man where even the Averis become mitzvahs. So from these three pa'ulas of a person, mitzvah, rishus, and Avera, on Sukkah, all three of them become mitzvahs. The mitzvahs of Sukkah is the rishus, eat in the sukkah, walk in the sukkah, sleep in the sukkah, the rishus becomes a mitzvah, and the rishon cheshbon avoinus becomes all the Kedusha Levi says, that's why we make a new cheshbon avoinus of the alta avoinus, because now they're all turning into mitzvahs. Shonim kippah, tshuva meyira, they all became shogigim, shkogas, and now sukkahs all becoming mitzvahs. So sukkahs is the time where the rishus becomes a mitzvah, and it's the time where the averas become mitzvahs. So from these three things, mitzvah, rishus, and avera, on sukkahs all three of them become mitzvahs. That's why the schach you take from psoilus goren b'yakim. Psoilus is usually the chesaron. Psoilus is usually the averus, usually the chesaron. And the ikam mitzvah of sukkah, which is our shema schach kori sukkah, is dafka from psoilus goren b'yakim, and that's the ikam mitzvah of sukkah. Because sukkah takes everything and makes everything into a mitzvah. Even averus is like a mitzvah. It's like a one-way street. On one side you're starting from the averus, in the middle you got rishus, and you're heading in a destination for the mitzvah avenue. And then everything you're going in one direction, everything on the way is jumping on, and everything's becoming mitzvahs. All the rishus and naveiros, everything's jumping on the bandwagon, it's heading in the direction of becoming mitzvahs, everything's becoming a mitzvah. That's the sod of Chag HaSukkos. So Mele Poshut, there's no greater zeh l'mazeh, a mitzvah above averos, than Chag HaSukkos. Because Chag HaSukkos is a chag where ad kadei kach, where even the mitzvahs, where even the averos are becoming mitzvahs. Mitzvah avera means you're taking the mitzvah, making it into avera. Hare, the whole tachlis of Chag HaSukkos is where you're taking even avera and you're making it into a mitzvah. And here you're taking a mitzvah and you're making it into an avera. So the greatest zeh lo mazeh of Sukkos is the concept of mitzvah above avera. The whole Sukkos is avera above a mitzvah. The averas are becoming mitzvahs, and here the mitzvahs are becoming averas. That's why the sugya of mitzvah alav avera is dafka sugya in sukkah, because it's the biggest anti, it's the biggest zeh l'mazeh. You can't come to sukkah by making a mitzvah into an avera, because the whole sukkah is the averas are even becoming mitzvahs. Explains a lot of inyanim. Explains the haraminim, the arava. The last day of sukkah is the yom of the arava. The arava is ein bei tam ve ein bei reich. Hasn't got Torah, he hasn't got mitzvahs. But on sukkahs he can become full of Torah mitzvahs, because the rishus has become the mitzvahs, the averus. He hasn't got Torah and he hasn't got mitzvahs. He has rishus, he must have rishus. He's definitely got averus. Meila, he can come in, and he comes into the sukkah as well, because sukkahs is where everything becomes a mitzvah. Not just the mitzvah becomes a mitzvah, but everything else also becomes a mitzvah. So the climax of sukkahs is where the Yom HaRova, where the Yid who hasn't got Torah mitzvahs, suddenly gets ungefilled, gets filled up with Torah mitzvahs. That's the climax of Chag HaSukkos. That's the Indian of the HaRova. It's the mile of the HaRova. So Mela, after Sukkos, we come into Chodesh Ma'acheshvan. Chodesh Ma'acheshvan is a Chodesh without this mitzvah, that mitzvah, this chag or that chag. After Sukkos, we have a whole new concept of mitzvahs. Ma'acheshvan, it's full of mitzvahs. What are the mitzvahs? Chila, Shtia, Rishus, Tshuva Me'ava. In other words, the whole coming out of Sukkos gives us the whole, coming out of Sukkos gives us the whole geshmak that a Yid can fill up his whole matzav, his whole mitzias, with mitzvahs, without being given a specific mitzvah. And that's the sod of Ikvi Imi, stay with me, Oid Yom Echot. Ikvi Imi, Oid Yom Echot, stay with me one more day. Ikvi Imi, Oid Yom Echot. Ikvi Imi, Oid Yom Echot means that even though we're not sitting in the sukkah anymore, but Kadosh Baruch Hu says, take the sukkah, because the whole musuk of sukkahs is that you can make mitzvahs out of everything. If you can make mitzvahs out of everything, you don't need the sukkah anymore. You have to be, take what we learned on sukkahs and take that into a regular life. Make from all the rishus, make it into a mitzvah. Make from every achila, from every shtiyah, make it all into mitzvahs. When you make it all into mitzvahs, so then it's a sukkahs dikazach, it's a sukkahs dikamatzav. That's the beauty, that's the moedik simcha of Chag HaSukkos. The yid, whatever matzav he's in, he can feel that he's shayach to mitzvahs. And then, that's the greatest hagana. That's the greatest protection against the Yitzhahara. Because if a Yid fills himself with mitzvahs the whole time, then it's not shaykh for the Yitzhahara again. That's why Chag HaSukkos is connected to Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu, as we discussed this so many times, is tefillas arvus rishus. He makes an avoida out of rishus. And because he makes an avoida out of rishus, Ramela, therefore, That's the whole Indian of Chag HaSukkos. Yaakovin is the only one kilu that went to work. He was a roi. He worked by Lavan. So, such a riches in the Torah about the working Yaakov Avinu. The working Yaakov Avinu is kol kule avoidedik, because Yaakovin is that nakuda where he's kol kule mitzvahs. He's kol kule mitzvahs. Mitos is shleimah. There's a certain shleimah about Yaakov Avinu where his mitzvahs and his rishus and everything is mitzvahs. And therefore, that's why Chag HaSukkos is connected to Yaakov Avinu. And that's the chizuk that we take with us from Chag HaSukkos. He does to throw himself in al Torah of a mitzvah. But more so than that, he has to make everything into a mitzvah. And that's the greatest hagon against the Yitzhar. That's the avoid of Chag HaSukkos. That's also the Indian why the Sugi and Sukkah is the shechitas of the Yitzhar. Because the Yitzhar and the mitzvah is magnum matzl. And Sukkah teaches us that the person can be oisik the whole time. Person can be oisik the ganze zeit in mitzvahs. The person makes out of his whole life mitzvahs. So that's the biggest shchit of the Yetzirah. That's where the bittle of the Yetzirah that comes from Dafka the Chag HaSukkos. Also the Umas Oilam, we know there's a hismatus of the Umas Oilam, because we know the Ika fighting ring between Yidin and Goyim is in Yonam of Rishus. And that's why the goyim are boyet besukkah, because the goyim, the snagdus of the goyim also have their laws. Also have the other rabbi, ki chachmaschem abinaschem leinei goyim, chukim mishpatim tzadikim chol haTorah azois. The goyim are moiker, the marech, the mitzvahs in the Torah. But when it comes to the yonim of rishus, that's what the goyim want: their own life, they want their own independence. Is as a man where we mevakel call the inyan the rishus, because it becomes a mitzvah, is that's the bit less the smartest of the omis oilam that we have in Chag HaSukkos. And that's the inyan that they're boyet in the sukkah, and Hashem makes it hot. Hashem makes it hot, then they're boyet in the inyan of sukkah. All part of the same halakha.